Energy Hospital.
Let's get this. Lex, can you turn on Wylan Otz?
Absolutely.
I've invented this new word. Thank you. G-O-W-I-D-H. What goes with it? This one's good.
It is to replace the idea of causality.
Gonna make some food so we have something in our belly before we leave. Got a lot planned today.
Goes with a same world in which there are.
How y'all feeling? Did y'all sleep well?
I slept great.
No, I bet you did. You snore, Lex.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You snore like it's like a pig has a deviated septum.
Oh, that's rude. I forgot to go in silent mode.
It's cute, though.
Okay, thank you. What's on the menu?
I'm glad you asked. I'm cooking some flava nurbles with some vegan cheese and some truff noggins on the side. Yeah, we have a lot in store today, so I wanted to kind of get all the nutrition we need. So I'm going to finish this. Lex, can you actually turn up the volume?
Of course.
And if somebody is there, they see the rainbow.
Let's listen to this.
That is a mythology, a way of putting things that is acceptable to us in the current climate of philosophical and scientific fashion. But I want to put it in another way. The sun is shining. And there is a person standing. If there were moisture in the atmosphere, there would be a rainbow. But there isn't. So there is no rainbow. If you want to be fair, there is no rainbow if nobody is watching it. You see?
Good.
And what applies to the tenuous, filmy, luminescent rainbow applies equally well to the hardest rocks, the solidest mountains, and the hottest fires. Because all existence is a relationship. It's like the skin of the drum. If it's not there, it will no amount of hitting a non-existent skin will produce any noise. So you see, energy is, we can see this, energy is relationship. We can see the falling fist and the skin of the drum, boing, like that. And if there isn't both the falling fist and the skin, no noise, no existence.
Would you like some mud water? Yeah?
But existence is not only the impact of rocks upon
Here you
each
go.
Other.
Just
existence
let me know how much.
Requires. Always as its third, you can get the rocks knocking, the sun and the moisture.
And here you go. Here's your food.
The tree crashing to the ground. The sun pouring out electrical energy. But none of these things constitute existence until related with the neurological complex.
This is good, Finnegan, thank you.
I'm glad.
But then you have to look backwards and say at the same time, the neurological complex belongs to the same world as the sun. It's a physical pattern, physical behavior, physical energy. But it takes this complexity of pattern to evoke the world.
Wow.
He's good, isn't he?
Sure is.
Yeah. Wow. What better way to start the day than to listen to what brilliant people have to say.
Jinx, you owe me an oil change.
I just changed your oil last week. What are you talking about?
It's true.
All right, Lex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for today. It's been a while since we've gone there.
Yeah.
We've been cleaning up a lot here at Energy Hospital headquarters.
That's right.
We've been renovating. We've been changing things. We have new plans, new places to go, new people to meet. And speaking of people to meet, today, actually, I want to introduce you to some new friends of mine. They are both doctors. They've been together for 33 years in practice and in love as well. They're precious and they're so intelligent. One of them's name is In.
Love her.
She is so gentle and sweet, and her husband's name is X, which is really funny. together they go by Dr. Hale. So you can just refer to them as whatever feels comfortable, but essentially, they're going to just teach us how to breathe. Mm-hmm. I think we're meeting them at the sanctified...
The greenhouse.
Yeah, the greenhouse. Man, it's been forever since I've been there, so mm-hmm. I'm excited to see what they've done. And I'm excited to just share space with them. So, how does it sound? You ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
Wonderful. Okay, so... These are new, actually. These are just, they look like watches, but we essentially can kind of teleport there with just a flick of the wrist. So, this one's for you. Lex?
Yes?
I don't think you need one.
But I want one.
Okay, fine. Let's see if this sticks to your... Okay, there we go. Yeah, there's a magnet on it. Okay, here. On the count of three, we'll flip the screen up to the top.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go there in 3, 2, 1.